We started the opening Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hem. At Aleph, the din is that if you eat potatoes, you say Bari Prihu Adoma. That's if you eat baked potatoes or cooked potatoes. But if you eat raw potatoes, so that's a Gemara. That's for behemoths eat raw potatoes. But the human beings usually do not eat raw potatoes. That's a discussion in the Gemara Lamed Ches on the base. And the Gemara says, about 15 lines from the top. The line begins with the word Omer. Va'ani Omer. Who's speaking? Rav Chisda. You have around 9 lines from the top, there's something in parenthesis. Mamayim Bidiktani Yerok Chisda Umi Depas. So a few lines below that, you have a line that ends with the word Va'ani. The next line begins Omer. This Rav Chisda speaking. Dorosh Rav Chisda. Va'ani Omer. My opinion is, any vegetable, kol shet chilos abar pri ha'adomo, if you have a raw vegetable and it's normal to eat it like that, you say bar pradama, then you cook it, and it's not normal to eat it in a cooked state. Sholka, if you cook it, then it becomes shakal nibidvan. Because when you cook it, it's a ishtani ligriyusa. It's panam chadosh baolakan. Koshet chilos ha shakal nibidvara, but if you have a vegetable that's not normal to eat it when it's raw, let's say potatoes, so sholka, if you cook it, then it's normal to eat the potatoes, then you say bar pradama. The Gemara says, for example, Bishleima, the first half of what he said, kol shetchilos ha-shahakol. If you would eat the vegetable raw, the way it grows from the ground, then when you cook it, you say bar pe'adama. What's an example? So the Gemara says, cabbage, krabba, cabbage. Not normal to eat raw cabbage. You eat cabbage, you cook it first. Silka is beets. You don't eat raw beets. You cook the beets and you eat it. So if you eat it raw, then you say shahakol. And if you cook it, then you say paradamba. Or kara, some other kind of a vegetable. If you eat it raw, it's not normal, it's shahakol. And if you cook it, then you say bar paradamba. Fine. So what kind of a din is that? You eat a vegetable in an abnormal fashion, so you say shahakol. If you eat something, shalukadarach achilosai, it becomes shahakol. We spoke yesterday about the Gemara had a sofik in Masecha Soita. If the Soita drinks the Maim Hamarim through a straw, is the Maim Hamarim Baitik? Is the miracle going to work? The Torah says she has to drink the Maim Hamarim. Is that considered Shtia Shaloka Derech Achilos? So the Gedolim in Europe used to drink mineral water through a straw. That's everyone used to drink through a straw. So they raised an issue, maybe you don't say a bracha, so they used to take a sip first directly from the cup, and then the rest they drank through a straw. So he pointed out, the bracha on water is anyway shahakol, even if it's shaloka derech shtiyah, you're going to say the bracha anyway shahakol. So it's the whole chumra that they came up with. They say the Rabbi Ruderman had such a chumra. The Americans drink soda through a straw, so he said first you drink a little bit of soda directly from the cup, and then you use the straw for the rest. Even if it is shalok kederach today in America, it is kederach achilos. But even if you would assume that it is shalok kederach achilos through a straw, but the bracha is anyway going to be shahakol. That's what the Gemara said. If you eat raw potatoes, the bracha is shahakol. If you eat paper, you don't say any bracha at all. That's how a guy sits and he eats paper. That's not food. But if you eat potatoes, have nutrition. It is food, but eating it shalok kederach achilos. So then the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. Good. So that's given. So let's start our Gemara. We are on Lamed Vav. That's by way of introduction. So we are on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, around 10 lines from the top, after the two dots. A person takes chitin. He has kernels of wheat. Wheat grows from the ground. So that if you eat kernels of wheat, you say bar pri hadoma. What if you grind it up and you make flour out of it? So does it still retain the bracha bar pri hadam? So kimcha dechiti. So Tosfos says, what are you, crazy? Who eats, which normal person eats flour? It should look at their hachilasa. So whatever the bracha should have been, it should have been hadam, whatever, it should be knocked down to shahakol. So Tosfos says, kimcha dechiti. The little Tosfos on the side. Kimcha dechiti. Nire, Pasha Pshat is, dolamari be kimcha mamish. What, regular flour? Then of course it's shahakol. It's like eating raw potatoes, like eating any food. The bracha is always knocked down to shahakol. Ella, that's what the Rambam said over here. We had the last 2 days. Azuki mazikle. Mara said, if you take a bottle of olive oil and you drink it, so the Gemara said the bracha should have been bari pri yoitz, because the mashka yoitzim and azeis mandobim have a din of pri. So you say bar pei. He says, well, what are you talking about? You take a bottle of olive oil, you drink it. It's a zukim mazik. So the Rambam says the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. Because the shaloka derech hachei losai. The Rashi goes even extreme. Rashi said you don't say bracha at all because a zukim mazik lay. But the Rambam learned pashib shat a zukim mazik shaloka derech hachei losai. So Tosis says, what do you have a machlokes if you eat flour? Which normal person eats flour? Shaloka derech hachei losai. Of course it's going to be shahakol. Ella must be talking about some other kind of flour that is not abnormal. Not abnormal. Okay. Maybe they toasted the kernels of grain and then they ground it up, so it's tasty. It does taste good. Or some other kind. Okay. Some kind of flour that it's not abnormal to eat. So you don't say it's always automatically knocked down to shahakol because of shaloka derech. So it's a machlek. It's a nigmar. What bracha you say? Rabbi Yudis says, bari prihu adoma. And Rabbi Nachman says, shahakol neimidvar. Amalei Rabbi the Rabbi Nachman. So, what is the issue? The Gemara is playing. What's the shaila? Whether it should say shahakol? Amalei Rabbi the Rabbi Nachman. He was a contemporary of his. He tells him, lo tif lagalei the Rabbi Yudah. Don't disagree with Rabbi Yudah because he's right. Because prominent Amoraim from earlier generation, Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shmuel, they all learned by Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Rabbi and Rabbi Nachman are a few generations later. So he says, Loitif Lagalei the Rabbi Yudah, don't disagree with Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says the bracha is Adoma, he's right, don't argue with him, because the Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel both agree with Rabbi Yudah. Kai Mikabo say, what did Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say? They said that on Shem and Zayis, sometimes he say Bari Pihoetz. What's the case? So the Gemara gave the whole case. If you drink it the way it is, it's going to be shahakol, because azuki mazikle, it's going to be no broch at all, whatever. It means you have, what is it, if you have anigran is usually ho'adoma, so that, and you pour in a little olive oil, it's anigran and tofel, so you say ho'adoma ne anigran. No, it's a case, he has a sore throat, and it's healthier that he should have anigran with an extra dosage of olive oil in it, and the ikar is really the olive oil. So the ikar is the olive oil, even if it's less than 50%. The whole purpose that he's eating it, because he has trouble with his throat. So the ikar is the olive oil, say, who eats. So what do you see? Alma, afagapti ishtani, even though the olives originally were in one state. If you eat the olives, say, bar peyotes. But he squeezed out the juice, he squeezed out the olive oil. So it's nishtane, so nonetheless, bin milsei koi, it retains its original status, and you still say, bari priho eitz on the olive oil, if it's an ikar, okay, if it's not a tafel, and if it's not a zuki mazik, hachanami here too, if you grind up the flour, you grind up the wheat and you make flour, and it's normal, it's not talking about flour like we have in the kitchen, that's abnormal, that's going to be shahakob. Whatever shaloka derech achilas or shahakob. But we're talking over here, it's not shaloka derech achilas. So what do you see from Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel? Even though it's nishtane, it retains the same bracha. There are two kinds of nishtane. See, that's the Gemara that we were quoting from before, by way of introduction. The Gemara there, the discussion starts on the fourth line from the top. If you look again on Lamed Ches on the base, the Gemara quotes a caption from the Mishnah. Al Hayirokos, the Mishnah says, if you eat vegetables, you say Bar Priha Adoma, except for bread, that you say Hamotzi Lech Min Haaretz. I mean, you would have thought that you say Bar Priha Adoma and bread, because bread grows from the ground. So the bracha should have been, it grows from the ground, so it should have been Ha'adoma. Should have been Ha'adoma. But because bread is a super duper extra special thing, Alalech Miyichi Adam, so they made a super bracha of Hamotzi Lech Min Haaretz. Fine, instead of Bar Priha Adoma. But the evidence say Bar Priha Adoma and their bread, you will be Yitzik, because the bracha really should have been Bar Priha Adoma. We require even a fancier bracha. So the Gemara says, but when you make bread, you had to grind up the kernels of grain, that's already nishtana, and then you had to cook it. So when you cook it, or when you grind it up, that's already nishtana. So shouldn't I say, there's a din of Bava Kama, the end of Bava Kama, you have the din of Shinu Kaina. The din of Shinu Kaina, if a ganav steals something, and it's nishtana, ganav tlev, and asa ayal, even a shinu de memela, a shinu de biadaim, the din of Shini Kaina is not unique dafke to Ganef. It's not a local din Hilchas Ganef. The Gemara says the original mocker of Shini Kaina is the machlik is Bisham and Bisil by Estan Zayin and Mechir Kelev. It says you're not allowed to bring Lasobi Estan Zayin and Mechir Kelev Beis HaShem Malakecha Ki Toavas HaShem Malakecha Gam Shnehem. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What if the man went to the Zayna and he gave her grapes and she made wine out of it? Or he gave her olives and she made olive oil out of it? Or he gave her kernels of grain and she ground it up and she made flour out of it? So can she bring that? They accept karbonas from prostitutes also? The Jewish also? A non-Jewish prostitute can also bring karbonas and make something. Okay, maybe she's not Jewish. So you're not allowed to be makra ben esna zayna. But here he gave her chitim and she made soldas out of it. He gave her anovim and she made yayin out of it. So maybe it's nishtana. So that's a machlokes bisham and bisil. So the pasuk says kesavas Hashem alakecha gam shneim. So bisham say gam the rabbi shinu yayim. That even though it's nishtana, even though the kernels of grain were changed into flour, even though the anovim were changed into wine, it's still pasul. And we don't pasul like bisham, right? We rarely paskan like Bisham. We ruba de ruba, we paskan like Bisil. So the Gemara said, Bisil darshan's gam shnei hem, the word hem, the two letters, hem, hem veloshini yem, that if it's nishtana, then it's kosher. So the Gemara says, shinui kaina doesn't start off as a din in Hilchas Geneva. Shinui kaina starts off as a din in Kala Tarakula. If you have a chayfet, that's pasul lahakrova. You have kernels of grain, you have grapes, or you have olives, that are pasul lahakriv. But then you make a shinoi by grinding it up, or squeezing it out, or cooking, making some major shinoi. As a panim chadashes, does it still have the psul or not? So the Gemara talks about reishis hages. What's the din of reishis hages? If a farmer has five sheep and he shears off of the wool and has a minimum value, if you put all the wool together, it has a minimum value, so he's obligated to give a little bit reishis hages to the kohanim. So what if he dyes the wool before he had a chance to set aside reishis hages? So tzava, if he dyes it, that's considered a shinui, and it's considered a different hefza, and this is not considered the wool that he sheared off from the five sheep. He sheared off the wool, but then he dyed it. So once you dye it, even if someone else dyes it, he doesn't have to dye it. Somebody dyed it a different color, so it's panim chadash ba'olakan, so he's no longer able to fulfill the mitzvah of giving reishis hages with this stuff. And by ganef also, there's a din meheshev v'sagzela shegozel. There's a mitzvah to give back. Really, the ganef, the din should have been that whenever a ganef steals anything, he acquires ownership of it. I don't know why the din should have been like that, but that's what the Gemara seems to be assuming. The basic din should have been that a ganef who steals something acquires ownership of it. But the Torah says meheshev v'sagzela. He has a mitzvah to give it back. So that prevents the ganef from being kainah. But the pasuk says, heshev v'sagzela ashegozel, only if it's ke'en shegozel. If it's in the same state that it was at the time that he stole it. But if he stole a sweater that was made from wool, but that the wool wasn't dyed yet, and after he steals it, then he dyes it, or somebody dyes it, it's panim chadash, it's not considered the same sweater as it was at the time that he stole it. No longer has a mitzvah to give it back. So since it's no longer a mitzvah, so there's nothing preventing the gana from being kaina, so the aloha revert back to the basic din, that the gana if he steals something, is kind of the thing. So that's a din in Kola Tarakula, that Shino is considered a different chepza. So if you have vegetables that the bracha should have really been, Bari Priho Adama, and you grind them up, you have kernels of grain. You grind it up, you make flour out of it. So Gemara says it should be Shino, it should be a new chepza, it should be considered a synthetic material. We know it grew from the ground, we know it grows from the ground. But still, once you grind it up, and once you squeeze it out, once you squeeze out the olive oil, it should be a panim chadash is bo lakan. So it should be considered as if it's a synthetic food. Synthetic food that is not vadomin, it's not hoit, it's not mizayin, it's shahakol. Synthetic food should be shahakol. Let's say they mix chemicals together. Half of the foods that we eat are probably synthetic foods. So if they mix chemicals together and make a tasty food, you say shahakol on that, on synthetic food. So any food that's nishtana should really be shahakol. So that's the machlokes that the Gemara has. So the Mishnah says, Al hayirakas, if you eat vegetables, you say bar adama, except for bread. In other words, the bracha really should have been adama on the bread, because the bread grows from the ground. But because it's a super extra special, something special, super duper bread, al alechmi yichyo adam, so they made a fancier bracha, amotzi lechmen horitz. Katani hayirakas dumi de pas. So the Mishnah puts the two together. Bread should have really been adama, but it has a fancier bracha. You see that the bread is nishtana. It's not its an original state. You had to take the kernels of grain, grind them up, so why should the bracha have been ho'adoma? It's in gansan hashino, it doesn't look at all. Pano chadosh ba'olakan. So you see, despite the fact, ma pasha nishtana idei ha'ur, ur is fire, or is light, and ur, it's the same three letters, aleph of resh, but ur is a fire. So ma pasha nishtana idei ha'ur, it's in gansan nishtana. And nonetheless, it should have been Huadama, but you give it a fancier broch. So too, if you take vegetables and you grind them up and you make a shino and it's a pan of chadosh, by cooking it, it still retains the broch of Huadama. So you see, Amar Avnoi, Mishmeg Abai, the same name of Abai, Zos Ameris. In this Mishnah, you see, Shlokas, if you take vegetables and you cook them. Shlokas, Rashi and Taisus interpret all the time. Shlokas means very. Mavushal means cooked, and shlokas means very well cooked. Overcooked. Overcooked, and everything is falling apart. The Vilna Gaon disagrees. It's relevant sometimes. The Vilna Gaon disagrees. He says shlokas means that it's only slightly cooked. The opposite from Rashi. Rashi and Tei say shlokas means overcooked, and the Vilna Gaon says it's relevant in Hilchas Kovet. How do you salt the liver? How do you remove the blood from the liver? So it's nega over there, what shalok is. The shalak means slightly cooked, the shalak means overcooked. But over here, it's irrelevant, just means it was cooked. So Abai says, Zos Ameris, in the Mishnah you see, shlokas, even though you cooked the vegetables and you should have said it's a panam chados, ba'olakan, still it retains the brocha of ha'adama. You don't say shinikayin, you don't say panam chados, ba'olakan, and it's like a synthetic food that should be shahakom. So that's what Abai inferred from the Mishnah. So Rav Chisda gets up and he says a public shiur. Darash Avchiz b'shum Rabbeinu. Who is Rabbeinu? He heard from the Rav. Who's the Rav? Rav. Darash Avchiz b'shum Rabbeinu. He heard from Rav. Shlokas moruch alein bar pi hadoma. Same as Abai. However, Rabbi Sena yordim Eretz Yisrael, but the rabbis from Eretz Yisrael came to Babel. Hayordim. Hayored is one who moves from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar. It's one who goes to Eretz Yisrael. It's called an Ole. Why is it called a Yored and an Ole? Because the Gemara learns that from the Psukim. When the brothers of Yosef were shuttling back and forth to Egypt, so it says, Vayerdu achi Yosef asor. When they went to Mitzrayim, it's called Vayerdu. When they returned back to Eretz Yisrael, it's called Vayalu. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael gevoy mikol ha'arotzes. Eretz Yisrael is higher than the other countries. That's a question. It's not true. The Swiss Alps are much higher. If you're talking how high it is above sea level, Eretz Yisrael is not the highest location. So how does the Gemara make such a statement? It's not true. It's all goodbye, Mikol HaRatzah, said the Balamor and Rosh Hashanah, and the Avchav explains, it doesn't mean elevation above sea level. It's all goodbye, Mikol HaRatzah, means when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world, and the globe started to turn, so what was on top? So we usually visualize the North Pole is on top. You can just as well visualize the South Pole on top. I was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You can visualize Scranton, Pennsylvania on top. You can put whatever you want on top. You can put Moscow on top. So when the question is, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world and he pushed the button and the globe started to turn, what was on top? What was on top? So the Eretz Yisrael was on top. Yerushalayim was on top. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, Kam Tov Yalisa Alamokim, Malamash Yerushalayim Gevayim Mikol Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is the highest location. That's not true. The Gemara knows that Ein Itim is higher above sea level, higher than Yerushalayim. So how does the Gemara make a statement? Yerushalayim is higher than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So the Balamar says what it means is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. What's the difference? What's the difference what was on top at the time of Sheshit Bereishis? So the Balamar says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf and Beis, it's relevant for the international dateline issue. You establish the dateline on the assumption you have a globe. Let's say you have a globe. So if you hold it like this, so the North Pole is on top. You hold it like this, South Pole is on top. You don't hold it like this or like this. You hold it with Yerushalayim on top. So if Yerushalayim is on top, so the international dateline will be 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. That's the Balamor explains. If you have the earth as a globe, the Gemara knew that the earth as a globe is not flat. When you have a globe, you have two hemispheres. So the top of the upper hemisphere, when the globe started to turn, when the globe started to turn, so Yerushalayim was on top. Vayera, the first place that experienced Laila, was 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. That's the international dateline that cuts through Korea and it cuts through Australia. That's the Balamor says like that. And the Chazon Ish points out that all of the Rishonim who talk about the international dateline, they all say the same thing. Everybody says the same. They're not Goris, the 180 degrees from Greenwich, England. They're not Goris. This was Haskamas Medinas, because it's more practical, rather than to have it cut through Korea and cut through Australia. So they have it cut through the Pacific, and it goes crooked. It goes around so it doesn't bump into any landmass. So that's a question, how do you work out the details? But that's the relevance of this idea. Yerushalayim is Gevoyim, Mikol Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Mikol Arotzes, means Benegeh to that. So let's go again. So that's why Rabbi Sena, Hayordim Eretz Yisrael. Who is that Ula? He went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavos, it's called the Yorei. When it goes to Eretz Yisrael, it's called an Ole, because at the time of Brias Olam, the very first split second of Brias Olam, Eretz Yisrael was Gevoyim, Mikol Arotz, Eretz Yisrael was on top. So that's when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lo'etz, you call the Yoreid. When you go back, you call the Nole. So Ula claims in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it could be that he's not reliable. The Gemara says, we're not so convinced that he knows what he's talking about, this Ula, because he didn't chazer the Shia so well. So maybe he misunderstood what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Gemara continues to say, how can you compare Rabbi Yamin and Rabbi Yefes to Ula? Ula was not so responsible. Okay, so you can't rely on him. So Shmuel said, what did Rav Chisda say? He says, the name of Rav. Shmuel says the name of Rav, Shem Rabbeinu, is Rav, that on vegetables, even if you cooked it, and it's nishtana, it still retains the bracha barpi adama. Ula disagrees. He claims the name Rabbi Yechanan, it becomes shahakol. Shlokas, if you cooked it, panim chadal bolakan, you say shahakol. Vani aymer, in my opinion, Rav Chisda says, I don't agree with either. I say sometime, if it's raw potatoes, and raw potatoes, you should look at derech achilasa, raw beets. It's not normal to eat. Some vegetables, it all depends on the minhag hamdina. In Europe, they didn't eat raw carrots. They only ate tzimis. They would always cook the carrots. So when they ate raw carrots, they would say shahakol. In America, it's totally normal to eat raw carrots. So we say ladama on raw carrots. Maybe in America, you should say shahakol on tzimis. Americans don't enjoy cooked carrots. Americans only enjoy... We have cooked carrots also. But we don't make tzimis out of it. You don't crush it up and put in honey. Americans don't enjoy tzimis. They enjoy carrots. So it depends on each medina. So if you eat something, that's Vani Omer, and Rav Chisda says, I disagree with both Rav and Ula. I say like this, Kol shetchilas bar pi adama, if it's a normal vegetable, you can eat it when it's raw, then you cook it, then the cook it is a shinui, and it's not normal to eat it cooked. Let's say apples. Apples in America is normal to eat apples, raw apples, than to eat baked apples. Years ago, it used to be very normal. It's out of style now. People still eat baked apples. I don't know. So people still eat baked apples, so it retains the bracha. But if it's let's say, grapes, normal people eat grapes raw. If you cook grapes, I don't think anybody eats cooked grapes. If you eat cooked grapes, it's a shtani ligriusa. That's a shinui. And then it's inferior. It would have tasted better if the grapes would have been raw. So if you cook the grapes, then it becomes shahakol. Then it's no longer bari prihoitz. And kol shetchilas shahakol, if you have beets or you have potatoes that are not normal to eat it raw, then when you cook it, then it becomes normal. Then it becomes a bari adam. The Gemara said, what kind of vegetable? So they go through various vegetables. Fine. Okay. Then you have later, Dorosh Rav Nachman, Yishum Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? Oman or Shmuel? Rav Chisda, Dorosh Rav Chisda, the name he heard from the Rav. So the Rav means Rav. Rav Nachman gave a shir, he heard from the Rav. The Rav means Shmuel. Each one said, I heard from my Rebbe. It's a different Rebbe. Behem is Rav, Behem is Shmuel. So what did Rav Nachman say? Also, he says, Shalokas, what bracha do you say? Rav and Shmuel both say the same thing. On the cooked vegetables, even though it's ishtani, you still say Hu Adama. Rabbi Shmuel both say he still retains the bracha in Panim Chadash Ba'olakan is a din by Estan Zayin Mecher Kelev. It's a din by the Gan of his kind of Bishinah. It's a din by the Reishin Sages, but it doesn't affect food. The food, the bracha retains Bar Pi Adam. It still retains the bracha Adam. Chavreina Yordem Eretz Yisrael Manu Ula. He doesn't call him. The other one calls him Rabbi Seinu. No, Rabbi Seinu Hayordem Eretz Yisrael. He had bigger respect for him. He calls him Chavreina. Our friends who came from Eretz Yisrael, Chavereinu, he was probably a friend there with him, closer with him. Chavereinu Yodim Eretz Almanu Ula says, and he claims that Rabbi Yechon said that it's Shahakol. Vani Yomer, the same as Rav Chisda. He quotes, Rav Shmuel says it's Adoma, and Ula claims the name Rabbi Yochanan, it loses his status. Vani Omer, and I say, so the one before said it depends. He says, b'machlekes shnuya, it's a machlekes hatanayim, where the cooking is considered panim chadash b'ol lekan, and it loses its identity for other dinim. What do you mean? Bayestan zayne yabe pasik. Taras Hashem gam shnehem. It says shnehem. The hey mem heim v'lo shineyem. And by the gezel you have a pasik. Asher gozel means ke'en shegozel. And the same state when he stole it. And apparently by Reishis HaGez also there must be a drasha from a pasik. But over here you have no pasik to darshan. So you don't extrapolate from those three dinam of Reishis HaGez and the gezel and the estanzaina. You don't extrapolate and generalize, and it's a dinam called a tarkula, that whenever there's a shina, it's panim chadashis, and you treat it like a synthetic material. So that's Vani Yoyman. I think that's a machlokes, whether you learn out, usually they learn a binyan av. You have a pasuk in one place in Chumash. You have a pasuk that says the Mishkan was made from krushim of wood, and it says ate shitim omdim. It was kederach kedilosa. The tree grows like this, so the krushim had to be like this. You couldn't make a Mishkan with the krushim like this. You couldn't make a Mishkan with the krushim like that. It has to be the same way it grows from the tree. If you make an Aron Kodesh, you can use the wood upside down. There's no din that the Aron Kodesh has to be made from wood. But by Dalad Minim, by the Mishkan, the Halacha says it has to be, by the Dalad Minim, you have to use something that grew from the ground. And by the Mishkan, it has to be made from wood. So because the Pasuk says, Atzashitim Omdim, Omdim means Kederach Kedilosam, so you extrapolate from that pasuk, you derive for kol ha-tarkula, whenever you need a natural item that grew from the ground, you have to use it, kederach kedilos. In an Aron Kodesh, you don't need a table to hold a shtender. There's no din you have to use a wooden shtender. There's no din you have to use a wooden table. So there the din doesn't apply. So that's the shaila. Do you establish a mamatzinu? By Atzishint Mom, then you do establish a Mamatzina. Call a Tarakula. You assume all the dinim in the Torah fit into one big pattern, one big system. Call a Tarakula Inyan Echad. And that's why you learn that Midin Echad Lachaveiro. So that's the Machlekes over here. Do you say the Psukim from Gezel and from Esnon Zaino establish a rule and call a Tarakula or not? So he says, Vani Oimer, and my opinion is it's a Machlekes Hatanoim. The Tanya, you have a Braise, Matzah on Pesach night. So matzah you have to make from the chameshes mini dogon. You have to take one of the five kinds of grain. You have to grind it up and make flour. Then you have to mix it with water. Then you have to bake it. So after baking it, then the guy goes and he cooks it. Let's say a person doesn't have teeth and he can't chew the matzah. He doesn't have teeth to chew the matzah. So he takes matzah milk. So that's fine. You say hamotzi on the matzah mel, and you say alechilas matzah, and you can be yotze the mitzvah. What if he can't eat the matzah mel, he's going to soak it in water. He can soak it in water also. It says yotzim berokik, rokik is a matzah, hasharoi, if it's soaked in water, is good. Ubimavushal, you can use even a matzah that you cooked. You made it even softer. If you soak the matzah mel in water, or you soak matzah farfel in water, so you're going to make it soft. If you cook it, it's even going to be softer. So the first Tana Rav Meir says you can even fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with a matzah hamavushel, as provided shaloi nimoyach. If it liquefied, if it fell apart because of the cooking, and now it's in a liquid form, so that's not called achilas matzah. Achilah has to be in a solid state. Once it liquefied, it's not acceptable. Dei Rav Meir, Rav Yossi disagrees. He says, yotzim roke kashori. If you have a matzah that's soaking in water, that's okay. Avaloi b'mavushal, afal pishaloi nimach. If you cook the matzah, I say panim chadash is bo'ol lekan. If you cook potatoes and you make it roi lachil, you don't say panim chadash. That's the potatoes are only to be cooked because it's not normal to eat the raw potatoes, or if it's not normal to eat the raw apples and make baked apples years ago. In Europe, they didn't eat raw carrots. So it's normal to eat the tzimis. So then you don't say panim chadoshes. But if the normal way to eat the vegetable is when it's raw, then you go and you cook. Normal way to eat a matzah is when it's baked. Instead of eating it like that, you cook it. So Rabbi Yossi says, avaloi b'mavushal af pishaloi nimach. Even if it didn't liquefy and you're not going to be drinking it, you're going to be mekayim achilas matzah. You have to have achila. Achila has to be on a solid. He said, but still, since it's mevushal, it's panim chadash is bovlekan. So that's what who Rab Nachman claims, that this machlokes between Rab and Shmuel say, you don't say panim chadashes. And Ulok claims that Rabbi Yechonit said, you do say panim chadashes. So ani oimer, Rab Nachman claims it's a machlokes hatanoi, whether you're yotzim, whether matzah mevushalas. And the Gemara says, we think that he's wrong. V'loyi, Rab Nachman is wrong. Why? Because the kuli alma shlokas mevachalem bar pri hadama. It could be that both Rab Meir and Rab Yosi, who have the argument here, whether yotzim and matzah mevushalas, could be they both agree that you don't say panim chadashes bo lekan. The bracha is retains the bracha bar pri hadama. And the matzah is not considered, when you cook a matzah, you don't say it's synthetic food. It loses its status and it's no longer considered matzah. No. And maybe the whole machlokes only is by matzah, a local machlokes, not such a general. It's a new reason. So that's a question. What does that line mean? Okay, so we'll have to figure out. Some Rishonim say what it means is that a matzah mevushalas is matzah ashira. Just like if you mix in the flour, instead of using water, you use wine. The Gemara said, we spoke yesterday, if you use Yayin Shem and Dvash HaCholov, the Rambam, the Gemara in Pesachim only gives those four examples. So the Rambam paskins only those four, Yayin Shem and Dvash HaCholov, so that makes it matzah shir. According to the Rambam, egg matzah is good for the Seder. We don't paskin like the Rambam. According to that, any other flavoring other than Yayin Shem and Dvash HaCholov would be kosher for matzah smitz. According to the other Rishonim, whenever you use May Paris, you make it into matzah shir. So some Rishonim say, "Binanta matzah v'leka." If you cook the matzah, make it extra soft, even though it didn't liquefy. It's lo nimayach, but that's a lack. That's matzah. That's matzah shira, and matzah has to be lachamoni to the exclusion of matzah shira. Other Rishonim get a different pshat than what it means. Binanta matzah v'leka. Fine. Aval hachalo, but over here, when it gets to bracha, maybe they would all agree that it would retain. I forget Rabbi Yosi might even Rabbi Yosi would agree that it still retains the bracha bar pi adam. Fine. That's all machlekes and nimar. So how do we paskin over here? How do you paskin halacha lemaisa? If you have a vegetable that's normal to, let's say you have grapes, the example of grapes, normal to eat grapes in America, raw grapes, and then the guy goes and he cooks the grapes or he bakes the grapes, that's not normal, and it has a different flavor now, so does it lose its status of bar pi hayitzah and it becomes shahakol? It's like a synthetic food, it's no longer panim chadash ba'olakan, it's no longer considered bar pi hayitzah. So you say no. Bimil Seikoi retains its status. This halacha that Shinui is Panim Chadosh, Akzeres HaKosuv by Reishis HaGez, Akzeres HaKosuv by Esnan Zoyin, Akzeres HaKosuv by Gezel, but you don't extrapolate from there to call it Terkut. Here there's no Pasuk, so it retains the Baruch, so it's a Machloik. So how do we pass on halacha l'maisa? So Tosfos says, there's a Tosfos here, Mashkachas Lo. So about 20 lines from the end of the Tosfos, they say, Mihu Ravalfis Pasak Bishlokos, the Rif paskins, that even if it's Ishtani Ligriyusa, you fry the grapes, and it's not normal to fry grapes, and it doesn't taste as good, it still retains the bracha, Hadama, Hoetz, nothing changes. The Rif paskins that nothing changes. And Tosfos is not happy with the Rif. They think we should not. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said, that the bracha, it doesn't lose the bracha, it retains its original state. And Tosfos thinks we should paskan like Rav Chisda, Bani Yomer. Rav Chisda quoted, Rab says this way, Ula says the other way, name Rabbi Yochanan, Bani Yomer. And I say it depends. If it's Ishtani Ligriyusa, then you do say Panim Chadosh Bo Lekan. If it's Ishtani, if you cooked it, and it's Ishtani Lemal Yuso, or it stays the same, it didn't change. That's a shaila. What bracha do you say?
Raisins.
How do they? What do they do?
They dry them.
They dry them what? In the sun. No. Yeah. I don't think they bake it in.
No.
They dry it out in the sun. Yeah. So the raisins. That's not even called the ishtani.
It's completely different taste and everything.
Yeah, because the juice evaporates.
Yeah.
So that's why it has a different flavor. But that's normal. To eat raisins is normal. In the days of the Tanakh, they used to leave the grapes on the rooftop and the sun would bake on it and then they would turn into raisins. Yeah. A lot of dried fruits like that. So if it's normal, then you do. Then it retains the bracha. Yeah. Let's say you have, so some say if you have champagne. What is champagne? You have wine, and they put in the bubbles. So some achrayim say that's ishtani, panam chadash is ba'olakan, and you no longer say bar pri agafen. Others say that's a joke. It's ishtani lemal yusuf, costs more money. Carbonated champagne costs more money than normal wine. So it's ishtani lemal yusuf. How can you say that it loses the bracha from before? Or let's say you have brandy, or you have cognac. So cognac and brandy starts off as wine, and then you cook it, and the water evaporates at 100 degrees Celsius, and the alcohol, I think, needs a higher degree temperature to evaporate. So a lot of the water will evaporate and the alcohol will remain. So then you're going to be left, you're left with brandy or cognac. So that's a shaila. You say bar pri agafen. You say bar pri agafen on wine, but this used to be wine. And then you changed it, and now it turned into brandy is more expensive. Brandy and cognac is more expensive than wine. So that's why Rabbi Pesach Frank has a tshuva. He said, that's ishtani lemal yusa. That's not ishtani legri yusa. So even Tosis argues with the Rif, that's if it's ishtani legri yusa, if you took grapes and you baked them, you fried it or something, so it would have tasted better without that. So the Rif says that it retains the bracha of bar peretz, and Tosis says we should pass on like Rav. Dorash Rav Chizde, Vani Yoimer. If it's ishtani legri yusa, it's panim chadosh is bo lekan. But over here by the brandy and the cognac, it's ishtani lemal yusa, faket, or by the carbonated... by the champagne, it's also shtani limo yusuf. It's more expensive. It's not a shtani limo yusuf. So that retains the same bruch. So that was a discussion there. So that's what the Gemara is raising, this exact same discussion on Ardaf. Alamed Vav Amed Alaf Nachamo. Let's go back again. Kimcha. Kimcha de chiti. So Tesa says, it doesn't mean you take flour from the kitchen. That's not normal. If you eat flour, that's shakol. Whenever you eat something, shaluk aderech hafilos. Like if you eat raw potatoes or you eat raw beets. So the Gemara said that's Shaloka Derech Achilosa. Shaloka Derech Achilosa is a din by Macholos Asuris, also like that. Let's say a person has a tray for hot dogs. He takes the hot dogs are in the freezer. So he takes it out from the freezer and he eats it the way it is. So it's like eating, you can break your teeth straight from the freezer. It's hard like a rock. So that's Shaloka Derech Achilosa. So the Gemara says the whole prohibition of eating the treifas hot dogs when it's hard like a rock is only an isim in the Rabbanim. And after it's mutter, because Shaloka Derech Achilosa is not called achila. Or let's say he takes the treifas hot dogs and he fries it in a frying pan, then he eats it when it's burning hot and he burns his tongue. He burns his mouth, he burns his tongue. That's Shaloka Derech Achilosa. That's not normal. So Shaloka Derech Achilosa is a din in Macholas Asuris. It's a din in mitzvahs, also a discussion. It's a question of mitzvahs. Let's say here on Lamed Ches on the base we had Reb Meir. When Rab Nachman said, Bani Yomer b'machloikis shnuya. Rab Nachman thought that it's a machloikis hatanoim d'tanya. On Lamed Ches on the base, with more we learn. So Reb Meir says, you can be yotzim b'rokik, rokik is a matzah, m'vushel shelo nimoyach. But if it's nimoyach, then Rav Meir says he can't be Yotze. Why can't you be Yotze? So this same Gemara appears in Psochim. What daf does it say? Can't even read it. No. It's a Rashi, I think, on Psochim daf Lamed Hamed Aleph. Not on that daf Mem Aleph. There's a Rashi in Lamed Hamed Aleph that if you have a matzah mevushel sheni moyach, so you're not Yotze dechay vas matzah. So Rashi sounds like he says that it's considered achilo shaloka derech achilosa. So that's a question in the Mishlah Melech. Is there such a din by mitzvahs? There's a din by macholos asuris. If you eat machol tray for food, if you eat a shaloka derech achilosai, so then the Gemara says the whole prohibition to eat it is only the Rabbanan, and if the person is a chodesh em b'sakana, then we allow it. But what if it's a mitzvah? Do you say shalok derech achilasa? You're not yotze the mitzvah. You're not yotze the matzah. If you ate the matzah, shalok derech achilasa. So Rashi sounds like he says like that. That the reason for Rav Meir, matzah mubushela sheni mocho, you're not yotze, is because it's shalok derech achilasa. And the Rashash over there thinks that that's not what Rashi meant. He thinks that Rashi meant where if tochlo matzahs, he need achila not shtia. That's why it's no good. Not that it's shalok achila shalok derech achilasa. It's not called achila. If you cook the matzah till it liquefied, till it's nimayach, so that's called shtia. And the matzah, you have to be yotze by achila, has to be a solid, not a liquid. That's it. So that's our shaila. What did Rashi mean? Rashi on Lamed Hamanot, did he mean to say achila shalok achilasa? Shalok derech achilasa is not called achila benegeta mitzvahs achila also? Oh, no, he meant to say that it's shtia. It's not called achila. So Nachmos, getting back again to the kemach. So if a person eats kemach shalok derech achilasa, so Tosfos said that's the din. The bracha is knocked down to shahakol. That we know. We're talking kimcha dechite, and it is normal. Some kind of a kemach that it is normal to eat. So do you say since it's a shtani, it loses its original bracha, or not? So that's exactly the machlokes. So Rabbi Yehuda says it retains the original bracha, just like Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan said. When you squeeze out the olive oil from the olives, what do you see? Alma afagabdi ishtani. Even though it's a panim chadoshes, it's nishtane. Nonetheless, b'milseikoi, it retains the original bracha. Achinami, by the kemach, even though you grind it up, there are different kinds of ishtani. Sometimes ishtani is if you dye the wool. Sometimes ishtani is if you grind it up. He gave the zayna chitim basos and soilus. And the zayna, the prostitute, made soilus out of it. That's one kind of ishtani. Then there's an ishtani. You took a food that's normally eaten the way it is, and then you cooked it. And it's not normal to eat it in the cooked state. You cooked, or you baked, or you fried the grapes. That's not normal to eat fried grapes. That's also ishtani, different forms of ishtani. So the argument of Rabbi Yehuda that you say Bar Pi Adoma is from Shem Azayis. Then the Gemara says, but the Natsushtel. The Natsushtel. One is a Shtani Ligriyusa, one is a Shtani Limalyusa. If you take olives and you make olive oil out of it, that's a Shtani Limalyusa. So that, of course, it retains the same bracha. That's like the champagne, or that's like the cognac, or the brandy. Ishtani l'mal yusa, everyone agrees, is ben milsei koi, retains the same original state. But over here, you take kernels of grain, you grind it up, you make flour out of it, and normally you're going to take the flour and make cake or cookies and make bread out of it. Instead of making bread, he eats it the way it is. That's ishtani l'griyusa. It was better already in the original state. So that's what the Gemara says, me dummy, what's the comparison? Hasam. By the case of the olive oil, leisle ilu yachrina, it doesn't have a higher level. You take olives, make olive oil. So it's ishtani lemalyusa. Ishtani lemalyusa retains the original status. It retains the brocha. Bahacha, by the chitim, you took chitim and you ground it up and you made flour. So normal is you take the flour, you make cake and cookies, and you make bread. The guy eats it the way it is. So the Gemara says, no, hacha isle ilu yachrina. Here he could have made something better out of it. So since he didn't make something better, so this is called ishtani ligriyusa. Ishtani ligriyusa, we paskan like the Tosfos on that Gemara. We paskan like Rav Chisda, Vani Yoimer. Rav Chisda said there was a machlokes between Rabbeinu, Umano, Rav, and Ula, Vani Yoimer. It depends, ishtani lemayusa, ishtani ligriyusa. So that's how we paskan. So that's the Gemara. This is the same sugya as on Lamed Ches Amud Bet, the exact same sugya. Then the Gemara asked the kasha, "V'chi isle iluya achrina?" And if it's ishtani, and you could have made something better with it, you could have made cake or cookies or bread out of it. Lo mivarchan alei bar pi adama. You say it's ishtani ligriyusa, so it's a synthetic food. As if it's synthetic food, parim chadashes, and it loses, so adama becomes shakol. Yeah, lo mivarchin in bar adama elo shakol. For Gemara, but it's not true. Amrab Zera, Amrab Masna, Amrab Shmuel, what does he say? He made a statement, Akara Chaya. Kara is one of the three vegetables that he's that he said on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Vani, in the first one was Rav Chisda. So what did he say? He said some vegetables are shahakol when potatoes are shahakol if you eat it raw, beets are shahakol if you eat it raw, and if you cook it, then it's a shtani l'malyus, and then it becomes adam. And there are some. So he gave a few examples. So one example was karachaya. If you eat, I don't know what kind of a vegetable kara is, but it's a vegetable that's not normal to eat when it's raw. So if you eat kara, he says, they quote Rav Zera is quoting Shmuel, if you eat raw, karachai means eat a raw vegetable that's not normal to eat, or if you eat kimcha desairi, you eat flour from barley grains. So he says, if you eat those two, you say shakol because that shaloka derech achilos. That's the same Gemara as Lamed Chesam and Beis. If you eat something, shaloka derech achilos, the bracha goes down to shakol. Freg the Gemara, why did Shmuel only say kimcha desairi? The inference sounds like my love, the chiti would be bar pri hadama. Why did he only say kimcha desairi? He should have said kemach. Whoever eats kemach, the bracha is shakol. So it sounds like only kemach from barley is shakol. But kemach from wheat will retain the bracha. My love, the chiti would be bar pri hadama. Why? Because it is normal. Kimcha desairi is not normal, so chaloka derech achilosoi, like eating the raw vegetable that they call kara. It's not normal, like eating raw potatoes and raw beets, not normal. So shaloka derech achilosa, the brachas always goes down to shahakon. But if you eat kimcha dechiti and it is normal, then it sounds like you say bar pi adam. The Gemara says, lo, it's not true. Yediuk is not correct. Dechiti nami shahakol niyeh b'dvar. Even chitim is also. Not because of shaloka derech achilosa. No, it is, Tosa said, it is kederech achilosa. It's such a, toasted kernels of grain, it's very tasty, it's good. It is kederech achilosa. But when you grind it up, it's ishtani. So when you make cake or cookies out of it, you make bread out of it, oh, then it's ishtani limal yusa. But if you grind it up and you leave it like that and you eat it in the state of kimcha dechiti, that's called ishtani ligri yusa. So the Gemara says, the inference seems to be, my love, the inference from Shmuel sounds like he's driving at that, dechiti bar piadam. Well, it's not true. Lo dechiti na mishakol. Ay v'lashmin en dechit v'l kolshken disari. So why doesn't he say that even chitim, the kemach is shahakol because it's tani, the soerim is shahakol because it's shalok kederach achilosa, but the chitim is kederach achilosa, but it's ishtani, so let him say it. And where he says, no, iash meaning the chitim, if Shmuel would have said that if you eat the flour from chitim and shahakol, habaminim would have mistakenly thought, hanimile the chitim, abel the sari don't say a bracha at all. So kamash molon that you do say a bracha. Why in the world, pegma v'chigorah mi melech v'zomis? That's ridiculous. Where is there a food that you eat? You don't say a bracha. The Mishnah says, "Disnan al melech v'lazam is on shakal nivedvara on all miscellaneous foods." Either you say hadama who eats a mizaynus, and if it's none of the above, you eat fish and you eat flesh and you eat eggs. What you eat synthetic food? You eat foods that are not who eats, not hadama, not mizaynus. So you say shakal. So why should you have a havamina that a kimcha disari a bracha should not be recited at all? The Gemara says, "Zitzrich, no, I do need." I mean, I would have mistakenly thought, melech v'zomis, obed in the shod de lepume. Once in a while, a person will put it in his mouth. He'll eat salt. Some people eat salt. Little children, they eat a bar of margarine. They eat crazy things. They sit and they eat salt. Abu kimcha desire is unhealthy. Hol v'kosher l'kukiyani, lo nevar ha'leh klal. Since it's unhealthy, I would have thought you don't see a bracha. That's what Rashi said before. Azuki mazik, you don't say a bracha at all. Zog the Gemara, kamash malon, that's the chiddush, that you do say a bracha on kimcha desari. Kem nisli hanaminei, boy bruch, you do say a bracha. So that's what we ask the kasha. Rashi holds the halacha that if you drink shemen zayis, no bracha is recited at all because azuki mazik. And that was lechor with the Gemara's habamina here. I would have thought no bracha is recited at all on kimcha desari because kosher lekukiyan, it's unhealthy. So once you get to the maskana, kamash malon, you do say a bracha. How come over there on the shemazai, you don't say a bracha at all? So that's what you have to distinguish. Azuke mazik is worse than kosher. Azuke mazik, mamish unhealthy. So Rashi says, no bracha at all. But this is a little bit unhealthy. Kosher the kukiyani. But of course, people enjoy it. A lot of people do eat it. Even though it is a little bit kosher the kukiyani. So you do say a bracha. You do say a bracha. But if mamish, azuke mazik, that's worse. And no bracha is recited at all. So we got a lot of klolim from the Gemara. This whole Gemara is based on the Gemara later, on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, about the Shtani L'mal Yusa as opposed to the Shtani L'gri Yusa. Whatever you eat, you look at Derech HaChilosa, is knocked down to Shakol. And if something is a Shtani L'gri Yusa, it was a Machloikis on Lamed Ches Amid Beis in the Gemara, and a Machloikis the Rif and the Bali HaTosfos. We don't follow the Rif, we follow Bali HaTosfos. Whenever Shtani L'gri Yusa, it loses the bracha. And Rav Nachman thought that it's a machlokes hatanaim by the matzah mevushalas. The Gemara says not necessarily correct at all. Could be that they both agree that if something is matzah mevushalas retains its original state, and it's a new machlokes binan tam matzah v'leka, whatever that means, a new din binan tam matzah. That's a whole discussion. What is Bina Tamatzah like? The Rabbeinu Yonah has a little bit here. He quotes Rishonim. And the Amsachim the Rishonim give, we'll have to discuss that when we get to that Gemara. Okay, so we learned a lot of Klolim here. What's the next Gemara? Kaira. What is Kaira? What do they call Kaira in English? They told me that they serve it in fancy restaurants in Paris.
Hearts of palm.
When the tree develops a new branch, so when it first develops, the branch is soft. After a year, the branch becomes hard like a rock, so then you break your teeth and you don't eat it. But when it's still young and soft, so then you can't say bari priha eats. If you eat the hearts of palm, eat the branch when it's soft, you can't say bari priha eats, but maybe you should say bari priha adama. The tree is going to grow peris, so the peris are bari priha eats. But the branch itself should be bari priha adama if you eat it. So that's a machloikis. If you eat kaira, Rav Yehuda Amar bari priha adama, it grows from the ground. And it's the tree has peris, so the peris are bari priha adama. But the branch itself is bari priha adama. And Shmuel disagrees and says, no, it's shahakal niya bidvar. Why? What's the issue? The Gemara is going to explain. Rav Yehuda Amar bari priha adama, peruhu. It's edible, it grows from the ground. So why shouldn't it be bari priha adama? It can't be bari priha eitz, because it is the eitz itself. It's not the pri that grew on the eitz. It is the eitz itself. So you eat the eitz itself, that's like bari priha adama. Ushmuel amar she'akal niya bedvara. Why? So he gives you the logic why. Hol v'sof alahakshes. If you wouldn't cut off the branch now, you would let it stay for another year, then it's going to become hard like a rack. It's going to become mamish the wood of the tree. So then it won't be edible, it won't be an oichel. So even in the beginning, when it first grows, you can't consider that bar priha adama. It's a miscellaneous food, so it's a shakal nevedvar. You enjoy eating it, so the bracha shakal nevedvar. So this was a machlokes between Shmuel and his student, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud of Rab and Shmuel. First he learned by one, I forgot already who died first. First he learned by one, then after he died, then he learned by the other one. Because they lived in two different cities, Rab and Shmuel. They both lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rab got smicha and Shmuel didn't get smicha. They both left Eretz Yisrael to go to Bavel to establish yeshivas, because there was very little Torah learning going on. And they were both successful in establishing yeshivas. So they lived in two different cities. So this Rab Yehuda learned by one and then he learned by the other. He learned by both. Amale Shmuel, Rab Yehuda. So Rab Yehuda, Shmuel tells his student, Shinano, he calls him Shapi, I think the din is like you. Kabasach, unusual. The Rebbe says, I think the din is like you, not like me. The Gemara says, even though he was so humble, and he complimented his Talmud, but we still pass like Shmuel, that the bracha is shahakal, the bracha is not Hadama. So Shmuel tells his student, Rabbi Yehuda Shinana, Shapi, Kabasach Mistabra, I think you are probably right, that it should retain the bracha of Bari Pri Hadama, even though it's so full of hakshos, in another year it's going to become hard like wood, and won't be roi lachilav. But right now it is roi lachil. So he says, I think you're right. Kavosach mistabra, that it should be hadoma, and you ignore the fact that sofa lahakshas. Well, how do you know? Because if you eat a radish, if you leave the radish in the ground too long, it's also going to become hard like wood, and you won't be able to eat. But if you cut off the radish when it's younger, at an earlier stage, it is edible. That's known, sofa lahakshas, and nonetheless, mevach malov, bar pi hadoma, and radish is the brachas hadoma. So just like a radish is so full of hakshas and you ignore that, right now it's edible. So too, the koira, the hearts of palm, right now it's edible. So digmar v'lohi, the argument that Shmuel presented, the proof from the radish is not correct. It's known, not the inshi adaita the fugla. People plant radishes in order to eat them when they're at the early stage. They're not going to leave it so long till it's going to become hard like wood. So that's called bar pri adam. That's normal. Abadikla, you don't plant trees in order to eat the branches. You're going to eat all the branches, so you're not going to have any tree. So normally, even though right now the branch is edible because it's soft, but benoik shabolam, you leave the branches there and they're going to become hard next year. So you're going to have more branches in the tree. So since diklo, trees, not the incha, die to dikaira, that's not the main purpose of planting trees. It's not to eat the branches up. You want the branches to remain on the tree and to become hard. So therefore, it's not called bar pri adam.
If you have a farmer who harvests hearts of palm, obviously that's been done.
Yeah, I don't know. They do it all. It's a multi-million dollar business.
It's a big business. You get hearts of palm in every store.
Yeah. I don't know. Now it is normal. So how can Igmar say that it's not normal? I don't know. That's a very good question. What's the din today? That it became normal. So now the din is not so. Now the din is that it is adama. Maybe it's only Bizman HaGemar that it wasn't normal. I don't know. That's a good question. Allah Kalamais. I don't know. So now the Gemara asked Akasha, is that true what we just said? Kol hechadala nati inchi adaita dehochi. Whenever you plant something, and that's not the main intention, the purpose of planting is not to eat the branches when they're young and soft. So you tell me, lo mevarchin anale, you don't say, hu adama, it's a miscellaneous food, you say, sha'akol, is that true? V'haret slaf. What is tzlaf? Tzlaf is a caper bush. It's a bush, it's not a tree. So I was going to say, what about berries that grow on a bush? What bracha do you say? Is a bush dino ketri, that the berries that grow are bari pihoitz, or a bush is like a, it's not a tree that you can climb up, a big tree. It's a little tree, so maybe it's bar pi adam. So the Gemara says later on the daf, that's a machlokes bisham and beis hillel, on the level of the rice, and forget about dinim the rabbana, whether it's the berries that grow on a bush, is it bar pi hoitz, is it bar pi adam. The old bar pi hoitz, bar adam is all a whole issue of the rabbana. What about when you get to dinim the rice, which dinim the rice? So there's a din the rice of orlo. The Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. That's what Taisus is quoting there, the Pasuk. Kisavoyal Horatz and the Titan call it's Michael. The din of Orlo only applies the first 3 years when you plant a tree. When you plant vegetables, there's no din of Orlo. When you plant trees, there's a din of Orlo. So does the din of Orlo apply on berries that grow on a bush? So that's a machlokes Bisham and Bisil. So Bisham is a Pukim Safkalahu. That's 2 lines from the bottom of the daf. The Shami hold it to Sveka the Dina, and they go Lechumra in both directions. What in Lechumra in both directions? So as far as Orlo is concerned, Orlo only applies Kisivalorats and the Taitam called Ismachel if it's a tree. So they go Lechumra, they say the bush is also Dinaka tree, Misafik. If you eat the berries on the bush, you won't get Malkas because it's a Safik deraisa Lechumra. But you won't give him Malkas. And on the other hand, you'll go Lechumra, what's the din? We discussed the other day, if you plant vegetables near each other close enough, there's an Isser of Kloiz Roim. According to Rashi, Kloiz Roim is only the Rabbana. According to Tessus, Kloiz Roim in Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa. Rashi says that there are 2 psukim. Karmuchal is a climb is Kloi HaKerem. In Sotchal is a climb, Rashi says also Kloi HaKerem. No such thing as Kloiz Roim. And Tessus says, not true. There are 2 different psukim. Karmuchal is Kloi HaKerem, where you have grapes. You put in seeds from a vine. And Sotchal says the climb is Kloi Zroim in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Machlek is Rashi and Tez, whether it's an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. But there is a din of Kloi Zroim. What if you plant a whole different trees near each other? Plant an apple tree and a pear tree and an orange tree and a grapefruit tree all right next to each other. There's no din of climb by trees. There's only din of climb by trees if you graft the branch from one tree on another tree. That's Harkovas Ilonis. Harkovas Ilonis Anisa Deraisa, even in Chutz Lortz and even for Bnei Noach. The Gemara Sanhedrin quotes one Tana, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch passing like that Kloy Ilanis, Harkovis Ilanis, grafting a branch from one tree on another tree is an Issa deraisa even for Bnei Noach. Yeah. So, but if you plant one tree next to the other, that's not an Issa. So what if you plant, you have vegetables growing and you plant a bush that has berries? So you say a bush is dinik a tree and there's no Issa klayim. A tree stands alone. It's not, it doesn't, it's not start with anything else to create any klayim. So Beis Hillel will say, a bush is mamish dinik a tree, bein lahakol bein lahachmer. When you get to Orla, it's Vaday Orla, and when you get to Kalaim, it's Vaday not Kalaim. And Mishamim is Sipukim is Safkalahu, Babdi Hochaluchumer, Vahochaluchumer. Mishamim go Luchumer to say that it does have the din of Orla, maybe a bush is like a tree, and they go Luchumer in the other direction, maybe the bush is not like a tree, and therefore it's subject to the laws. If you plant a bush with berries next to vegetables growing on the ground in close proximity, it'll be an Isser of Kaloi Yisroel. So they go Luchum in both directions. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Beis Hillel. Fine. So this caper bush, this tzlaf, is a bush. And the tzlaf are the fruit that grows on the bush. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Feg the Gemara. Is that true? Kalecha de la nati insha daita de hochi. He don't say bari pri ho adoma. What they say again? The koira. What is it? Hearts of palm. You eat the branches when they just started to grow. They're not hard yet. So the Gemara said, that's not why they planted it. It was not the intezai terachi. So therefore, you don't say ha'adoma. That's not called bar pri ha'adoma. That's not normal to eat that. So the Gemara asked for haray tzlaf, that not the inshadai to the parcho. The purpose why they plant this caper bush is in order to eat the fruit that grows. The Gemara calls the fruit the evyonis. The main fruit is the evyonis, and then the kafrisan are the shell that it has when it's growing on the tree. And then you have other things that grow on the caper bush. You have alim and you have tamaris. The alim are leaves, they're edible, and the tamaris are little berries. So all four are edible. Usnana, we have a braisa. Usually tanan means a mishnah, but here it's not a mishnah anywhere, so it probably should say vitanya. A lot of times we have in the Gemara, it says Usnan, and they correct it on the side of Tanya. So they should have corrected this one also. So we have a braisa, almine natsvo, on all the four things that are edible in the caper bush, al ha'alim v'al ha'tmores, you say bari pri adoma. If you eat the avienis and the kafrisin, then you say bari pri ho'etz. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The main purpose of planting the tzlaf bush, the caper bush, is for the avionis, is for the fruit. They're not really interested in the main purpose is not to eat the alim and the tmaris. So why do you say bar pri hadoma? You don't say bar pri hoetz on the leaves and on the tmaris because that's not the main fruit. Main fruit is the avionis with the kafis and with the shell on top of it. But you do say bar pri hadoma, you don't say shahakol. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do you say ha'adoma on the alim and the tamaris? But you understand why you don't say ha'etz. Even though you do say ha'etz on berries that grow on a bush, and this is a bush, because we pass on like Beis Hillel, that berries that grow on a bush, that's called the etz, and it's really bar pri etz. But over here, the alim and the tamaris are not the main fruit. The main fruit is really the avionis with the shell, with the kafris. But the Gemara says, you see that you say bari pri hadoma, even though that's not the main purpose. And for the Gemara, it's not the main purpose, but it's normal to eat it. By the korah, by the arts of palm, that's not normal, the Gemara holds. At least in the days of the Gemara, that wasn't normal. So that's why the Gemara argued that the bracha is shakol. It shouldn't really be bari pri hadoma, the bracha should really be shakol. Because it's not the insha adai to the hochi. The main purpose of planting the trees is not to eat the branches when they're soft. But over here, the real main purpose is the avionis and the kafrisin. The avionis, that's the pri, but they also have in mind. That's what the Gemara, not the insha, adai to the shusa. People have in mind everything, all four. So the main oichel is the avionis. So that's bar pi huetz. And the alim and the tamaris is also secondary importance. It doesn't have the mila of ha'etz, but it's still bari pri hadoma. Unlike koira, where that's it, not at all. You didn't have that in mind at all. That you're asking about Bizman, they do have in mind. It's a multi-million-dollar business. Okay. So that's what the Gemara distinguishes. Tzlaf, not the Insha Daita Deshusa, he has a mind to eat all the four things. The Alim and the Tmaris and the Avionis and the Kafris. Abadikla, when you plant the Twila, not the Insha Daita Dekur. People don't plant it in order to eat the branches. And then the Gemara concludes that we pass like Shmuel. Babgab the Kalsi Shmuel, Rabbi Yudhiyah Shmuel praises Rabbi Yudhiyah's Talmud's opinion. We pass on that as Shahakol. It's not Huadoma. Because that wasn't the main purpose of planting. So once they spoke about tzlaf, so they're going to go into the details of the din of tzlaf. So it's talk a discussion how much the four things that are edible, the alim, the tmoris, the kafrisin, and the avionos, everything is edible, but everything is called a pri? Everything is called a pri? Let's say for hafrashes, trumas, and maisers. So would you be mafresh, trumas, and maisers on koira? Koira is not a pri. Koira is where eats. You're not mafresh, trumas, and maisers on wood. If you have fruits, vegetables, that's a royal achila. On koira, you're not mafresh, trumas, and maisers. So what's the story with the alim and with the tamaris? Are you mafresh, trumas, and maisers on that? What's considered a pri? So the Gemara continues on the topic of the tzli. Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav, tzlaf shel orlo, b'chutz la'oretz. What's the significance of adding on b'chutz la'oretz? So Rashi writes over here, orlo b'chutz la'oretz is only midrash sefer, it's only midrabbanan. So that's a problematic Rashi. That's a machlokes in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak. The Mishnah says, in the end of the first parak Kiddushin, all agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs are tlis, but it's only apply in Eretz, so it doesn't apply in Chutz Lortz. But there are a few exceptions to the rule. So it says, Orla b'chutz Lortz is an exception. So the Gemara has a machlokes, is it only midirabon, or is it halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch assume that Orla b'chutz Lortz halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So why did Rashi decide to paskin over here? Why did Rashi say that the premise of the Gemara is that Orla b'chutz la'aretz is midirabban? Maybe it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the dinim are going to be the same anyway. Because the Gemara quotes on the last line, on Lamed Vavim and Aleph, on the bottom line, Utanan, this is a Mishnah in Kiddushin, this is a Mishnah in Orla, rather, Safik Orla b'eretzol osur, Safik d'araisa l'chumr, u'b'suria muter, suria is chutz la'aretz, and best Surya, b'chutz la'aretz, and even more mutter. Usually, let's say, sveka derabban lekula. Usually you have a klal, sofik derabban lekula. But if it's sofik she'epsha levarer easily, let's say there's some kind of food that they sell in the store, and it could be that it's treif, we don't know what the ingredients are. So I can call on the telephone, it's a local phone call. I can call on the telephone, call up the company and ask them, what are the ingredients? And they'll tell me whether it has kosher ingredients or not. They're not going to keep it a secret from me. So you don't have the right to say Safik derabbanan lekula because you have to make a phone call. You have to make a long distance phone call, and a long distance phone call is going to cost, the whole food costs a dollar, and a long distance phone call is going to cost $35. So maybe that's, you're not mechuyev to be mevarer, to eat a $1 food, and you have to spend $35 to be mevarer, that's called eifshel levar. But let's say a local phone call, you'll find out where this kosher trip. So Safik eifshel levar bekal, that's not called Safik Darabana Lakula. But here, Safik Orla Bechutzlords, Peruria, Safik Orla Besuria is Mutter if it's a legitimate Safik, like any other Safik Darabana Lakula. But Safik Orla Bechutzlords, past Suria, further away from Eretzal than Suria, Afilu Yoreid Vilokeach, I can go into the, I go into the fellow's farm. He has a whole a vineyard, and some of the trees are orla, some of the trees are not orla, and every tree has a sign when it was planted. A religious guy, yes. And I know that some of the trees are orla within the first 3 years, and I can still buy fruits from him who actually ran a locate. Let's say it's a goy. Let's say it's a goy. So he doesn't think that he's selling me trefa food. He doesn't realize that I'm Jewish, and I'm not allowed to eat the fruits that grew within the first 3 years. Oil applies even if the farm is owned by a non-Jew. So let's say the non-Jew has a farm. I don't have to ask him any questions. Which tree, which vine did he pick the grapes off of? Even though there's a 50-50 chance that maybe these grapes that he's selling me are Orla, it's still Mutter. Even the Efshel Levar Bikal. It's Efshel Levar Bikal. I can easily ask him which... I can start looking around to see which vine does it match. What color are the grapes? Did he pull it from this vine? I'm not mechayev to ask any questions at all. In Surya, it's not so much lahakel. Surya, it's like a regular Sofik Darabon Lekulim. So Sofik Arla B'Surya is Mutar. But B'Chutzla is past Surya, further away from Eretz Yisrael, is Yarid V'Lakech. He can go into the farm. And he sees that the farmer has kosher and non-kosher. I'm the chaver, and I'm buying from the Netiyas, I'm buying from a goy, I'm buying from a non-observant Jew. And Uvavachalei ran a locate. As long as I didn't see him cutting off these fruits from the tree, that I see is all this, Sofik Shef Shalavar Bikal, and it's still Yemekel. Yeah. So the Gemara in Kiddushin asks that question. Bishleim, if you hold that Orlov Chutz Lortz is Midirab Banan, Orlov Eretz is always in the Chumash. That's the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. Kisavayal Horitz, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Orla B'chutz Loritz doesn't say in the Chumash. So the Gemara says, Bishleim, if you hold Orla B'chutz Loritz, it's only Midirabbanan. So they understand why Safek Orla B'chutz Loritz is Lahakal. But if you hold that Orla B'chutz Loritz is Halacha Moshe Misinai, so what right do you have to, Halacha Moshe Misinai is a Din Daraisa, so what right do you have to be Mekel on Safek Orla B'chutz Loritz? Why do you have a right to be mekel? So the Gemara says, "Kach nemra aloche." That's part of the package deal. That only vaday orla is aser and safek orla is muta. That's what the Gemara answers. That's a big machlekes what that means. So the Rambam understands that what it means is, whenever there's a safek and any halachal moshe misina, you always go to kula. And the Ramban takes issue. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah disagrees with the Rambam. He says, "Not true." The Gemara never said any and every Sofik halacha moshe misina ad lekula, only Sofik arla b'chutz lars lekula. This one particular halacha moshe misina. So that's the question that they ask on Rashi. How did Rashi know? What leads Rashi to say that arla b'chutz lars is medibre seifim, it's only medirabbanan? Is it because the Gemara is going to say Sofik lekula? The Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Kedushin, even if you should assume that Orla B'chutz L'Aretz Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's still Sveika L'Kula. Kach Nemra Halacha, that Vaday Oser and Sofik is Mutar. So what motivated Rashi to explain the Gemara that is based on the assumption that Orla B'chutz L'Aretz Halacha Moshe Misinai, even if Orla B'chutz L'Aretz would be Halacha Moshe Misinai, it would still be Sveika L'Kula. That's the strain, that's the questionable Rashi. Unless Rashi thinks that that's the din. Rashi telling you thinks that's the din. Rashi usually doesn't take a stand on the Gemara. Rashi wrote Shuvas, but on the Gemara usually he doesn't take a stand at Paskin Laloch. So the Mishkanes Yankiv has a piece over here, and his Sefer Koheles Yankiv has an interesting suggestion. The Gemara is going to say Sofik, there are two kinds of Sfekas. There's a Sofik and Metzias, and then there's a Sofik and Din. The Sofik and Metzias, I planted trees, I planted bushes, and now it's already a couple of years later. I don't remember when I planted it. Did I plant it more than 3 years ago? So it's Orla, and that the Revai is already over. Or did I plant it within the last 3 years? It's still Orla, it's still not the Revai. So that's a Sofik and Metzias. I don't know what the facts are. So that's the Halacha Moshe Misina. Vado Osa Sveika Mutar. The Rebbe Shalom knows that human beings are only human, and human beings can make mistakes, and they can forget. So the person simply doesn't remember what the facts are. Is it Orla? Is it not Orla? So the Aloch has to tell us what's the din of Yavasofik Orla. But the Aloch is going to tell us how to paskin in a Sveika de Dina. If you have a machlaikis, whether something is Orla alpidin or not, so sit down and figure out what the din is. That's a Taisus. There's such a Taisus in Bukharis. Taisus says the Aloch tells you how to act. The Mokam Sofik, the Aloch is only going to tell you how to act when there's a Sofik and Metzias. Because there's always going to be Sofik and Metzias. Human beings are not omniscient. We can't know everything. A lot of times we don't know the facts. So the Aloch tells us, what's the din if you know the facts? Shnai Mokam Metalis. So Shnai Mokam Metalis tells you, how do you pass when you're not sure what the facts are? You don't know who owns the Talis. two people are holding on, each one claims that it's his. Shnei Moksim Mishtar, Shnei Moksim, everything, that all first pair. We have many Mesichtas in the Zikin, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, different Mesichta. Then you have Mishnais. How do you paskin if you're not sure what the facts are? But he's going to tell me, the halach is going to tell us what's the din. We don't know what the din is. Sit down and learn and figure out what the din is. The Torah is not going to tell us how to act when you don't know what the din. Figure out the din. So that's what the Mishkan is Yankov suggests. The Gemara is going to say over here, the Safek Orla B'chutz L'Aretz even applies to Machlekes HaTanaim. Kol HaMekel B'Aretz, Halachi K'moisa B'chutz L'Aretz. If there's a Machlekes HaTanaim. The Gemara quotes that over here, about 15 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the word Kamash Malon. Kol HaMekel B'Aretz, Halachi K'moisa B'chutz L'Aretz. So whenever there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, whether something is awesome, itam orla or not, so that's also called the Safek Orla. So the Mishkan Es Yankov says maybe that's what was bothering Rashi. How can orla b'chutz laz be halacha l'moshe m'sinai? And kach nemer halacha, that's sveika mutter. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai tells us that when there's a sveika edina, you have a right to go to kula. The halacha shouldn't tell you how to go when there's a sveika edina. Sit down and figure out what the din is. So maybe that's what motivated Rashi to assume that the whole din of orla b'chutz laz is only midrabbanon. That's why the klal, Safek Orla, even applies when it's a sveika edina. But if it's really a din deraisa, and Safek, and HaKola, Mekel Baras, Halacha Kamasa, B'chutz La'aretz, is based on Safek Orla, how can that be? The Halacha is not going to tell me how to paskin when there's a sveika edina.
You spoke earlier in the year about Makom Safek Lo Gazru.
Yeah.
It seems like from the Gemara that even in the first place, I could be machnas myself into a case of Safek, because there was no Zera Darabanan in that case.
Well, by Orla.
Well, we spoke about for instance,
Meir Lai. It says a Makam Safek Lo Gazu. So if you say the same idea, Gemara, you heard it. If it's a Safek Darabanan,
so Makam
Safek Lo Gazu,
and that's why you don't have
to be necessarily Mizar. I mean, that's what motivated Rashi to say that it's Darabanan, because it says, B'chutz Lord, Yorid Velokate. Yorid Velokech, you're allowed to be Machnis yourself. Usually, Sveka Darabanan Lakula, the Magen Abram says in Simen Ches, in Hilchas Tzitzis, that Safek Darabanan Lakula means if you got stuck. If it fell into your lap, a Safek Darabanan, you have a right to be Mekel. But to set up a situation, to set up a system that it's a Sveka Darabanan, that's not wrong. Asa Litzah, Sveka Darabanan B'yadayim. That you're not allowed to do. So here it says you are allowed to. A Safek Orla B'chutz La'aretz, you are allowed to. So you say, that's because it's only the Darabanan. Even if the Darabanan should not be allowed.
Makom Safek Lo Gazru, so it's not even...
That Gemara, yeah, but we usually assume not so. The Magen Avraham says not so. Otsa lito sveika derabanan b'yadayim. The Rabbi Yehuda writes in his Tshuvas, I think we spoke about that. Rabbi Yehuda writes, it's a machlekes harishanim, are you allowed to rely on a is a muta litza sveika b'yadayim? Or also not. Otsa litza sveika b'yadayim. Are you allowed to enter into a situation where you know in advance it's going to be a sveika lakuma? So the Nadi Bihuda writes that it's a machlekes harishanim. So they ask the son of the Nadi Bihuda, where is the machlekes harishanim? It's not quoted anywhere. So he dug up a tesis in Zvachim. He says, my father had in mind this tesis in Zvachim. He's right. In the Tshuvas Nadi Bihuda, some of the Tshuvas are written by the son. And then there's a third chelek that's called chelek shlishi, or Tshuvas Nadi Bihuda. It's really not by the Nadi Bihuda at all. Some of the Tshuvas in the Nadi Bihuda by his son, who took over after he passed away. He took over the Rabbonis in Prague. And then there's a separate volume. What's the separate volume? What is it called?
Shiva
Stiyam. The Chuvas of the son of the Nadi Bihuda. So sometimes the Moichris firm want to make more sales, so they call Nadi Bihuda Chela Gimel. Because there are more people interested in buying a Nadi Bihuda than buying a Shiva Stiyam. It's really not by the Nadi Bihuda. Yeah. So I think this one is in the Shiva Stiyam. They asked them, where did the Nadi Bihuda see that it's 2 days in Taisus? Yeah, but this is assumed. That's a problem. But this is assumed like the Magen Avraham. Also, litzo sveika derabanan biyadayin. Here it's mutter. Kach nemar halacha that sveika mutter even lachatchila. To enter into it's more kal than it's sveika derabanan. Sveika derabanan lekula, but it's efshel lebar bekal. You don't say it's not a sveika derabanan lekula. Here even efshel lebar bekal. Yorid v'lokeach, v'ot shalei yirei elokeit. You can easily be mevar, it's not mechuyif to be mevar. It's more lahakel than a normal sveika derabanan lekula. Nahamal. So what is the Gemara going to discuss now? From the four things that are edible on the tzlaf, on the caper bush, the Gemara is going to discuss which of the four are considered pre and which are not. L'may nafkamina, so it has a nafkamina for orlo. The peiros that grow have a din of orlo. And it should have a nafkamina for hafroshes, trumas, and maises. You only mechuyev to mimafshes, trumas, and maises on peiros. On eitz, you're not mechuyev. Let's say when the peiros grow from the ground, so before they're fully developed, eitz bi'almos. If you eat it at that stage, you're not chayev to mimafshes, trumas, and maises. Until it grew so long on the tree that it's edible, then it has a shame pri on it. So the Gemara has this discussion from the four things that we spoke about eating. The avyon is the pri, and the kafrisin is the shell, and the alim are the leaves, and the tmaris are the berries. So all the four things are edible. So those three say who adom, and those three say who eats. The Gemara now is going to discuss which one is considered a pri. If you say bar pri, you say bar pri adam, you're assuming they're all four are peiros. They're all four. If you say bar pri adam, and now the Gemara is going to discuss, is it really true that all four are considered a pri? So maybe we'll start with this tomorrow. Maybe we'll start tomorrow. Okay, we have a choice tomorrow. We can either do Parshas HaShavua. Usually a week that I only gave three Shirim and Gemara. Usually I don't do Parshas HaShavua. But we already did over a Blat Gemara. So maybe you have a vote and you'll let me know what Maskana is. Whether we should do Parsha, we should do some more Gemara.
How do we know that by Shemin that there's Isbe Hanah? Meaning, the Stira and Rashi is against Rashi, but because over here, like Kriyani, it says even the Isbe Hanah, so therefore you have to make a vote. Yeah. Couldn't the answer just be that by Shemin Zayt, there's Isbe Hanah?
Could be. Could be.
I mean, if you live in a country where they make a shahako on raw carrots, and then you're visiting in Europe and they eat raw carrots, and you're tied up with them.
And Rashi, we're not, it's not clear.
If you live in a country where they got the hackle on this time to offer.
I'm trying to say that.
I mean, I like Parsha because the votes are not always Parsha.